When Alison Smotlak's aunt came to visit her family in Australia, she was appalled that young Alison didn't speak any Slovenian. So the aunt taught her two traditional songs and passed on a photo that connected Alison to her father's village. Alison is one of the many people who put up their hand to participate in the Our Songs project that's part of the Sydney Biennale and Life Matters.
Our songs.
Hi, my name's Alison Smotlak. My cultural background is Slovenian and fourth generation Australian. My father came from a very small town in Mačkoli, in Trieste. He was one of 11 children and he was the only one to migrate to Australia. No one else followed him. So that must have been quite an amazing experience to be so far from your family. Unfortunately, during the 70s, learning another language apart from English was not so cool. So I didn't learn Slovenian. My aunt in 1978 came out to visit us. I was about 12. It was very exciting and just amazing that this person had travelled all that way to come and visit us, and she stayed with us for about a month. During that time, she was horrified that I knew nothing in Slovenian, and she would every day greet me with various words like dobar dan and kakosi, and then she progressed to teach me two songs. So the first song that I sang, Sem deklic mlada vesela, talks about a very happy Slovenian girl who wants to sing like a nightingale, and why shouldn't she be able to sing and celebrate being Slovenian? Sem deklica mlada vesela, sem pravo slovensko dekle, kot slavček veselo bi pela, da darek razlikalo pse. Tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-la. My aunt Ljuba Smotlak produced an album. She was a choir teacher and she gathered all the various nephews and nieces to sing in her choir. She took them quite a lot of places around Europe. And I particularly remember this album that was sent to me because it had a photo of the village. It was taken from the high vantage point looking down towards the church, and the cherry blossom tree filled the front part of the photo. And there were my cousins who I'd never actually met at that time, and they seemed so distant. When I first went there in 1983, I remember standing exactly in that spot looking down at the church. And I thought, wow, I actually feel part of this place. And I always felt that I belonged in that village. The second song, Miss Momer, is a round that you sing and you add various words where you're from. So basically, Miss Momer means I am from and wherever the town you are from. And it deals with that your heart is part of that place. It reminds me of being in the village. It's very customary that you go to a trattoria and, you know, always eating. And someone will start off with the song. And then everyone just automatically goes into their harmony. And that is, yeah, very emotional. Yeah. Miss mame, miss mame, miss mostrzte doma, miss mostrzte doma, miss mostrzte doma, miss mame, miss mame, miss mostrzte doma, miss mostrzte doma.